This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. With an update on the latest fighting in Ukraine, here's AP's Karen Chamas.
Boris Pistorius said Ukrainian crews will start learning how to operate the German-made Leopard 2 tanks at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, Pistorius said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon.
At the end of the first quarter of the year. And that's what we are going to do.
Meanwhile, air raid sirens wailed throughout Ukraine. Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Local Kyiv officials said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. They said the missiles were heading in the direction of the capital, although the exact target was unclear. Kyiv's mayor said explosions were heard in the eastern side of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Witnesses say Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians, including an elderly woman, and wounded 12 others during clashes with gunmen in the occupied West Bank. After the attack, the State Department said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to the region. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
It was just hours after the attack in the occupied West Bank when the U.S. State Department announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This, according to spokesperson Ned Price in a statement on Thursday. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And from Washington, you're listening.